Country Bob FM.
It is time for the Bob Almanac. Traded in a Chevy for a Cadillac.
Gosh, I've always wanted to do that. 848, Bob Almanac Prize, Almanac Quiz at the end of the whole thing here. The Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic. Neil, you've been there. Do they do more than just deer and turkey at this show? Or is it just deer and turkey?
Yeah, no, there's a little bit more. There's other outdoor things. And
venison and tryptophan. That's their undercard there. Go get kicked by a deer and then take a nap. Fall asleep by eating some turkey legs. There. Do they serve turkey legs? Maybe roasted turkey legs? Would that be fair? Or the live turkeys that are there might take offense to that?
They might take offense to that.
So today it's the old Bob Almanac Monday, February 17th, 48th day of the year. 318 left to go. We have 1801 on the date. This was a big day in the election of our president because there was an electoral vote and we went to the Constitution to decide how and who is going to be our president. We had an electoral tie between Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr. The House of Representatives, when it's an electoral tie, they come on in. Here comes the House. The House is a-coming. And Burr was the vice president. Thomas Jefferson was the president on this date. And then Aaron Burr quickly went out and got gun lessons, firing lessons.
Right, for his
draw with Alexander Hamilton. He was going to have a duel and needed to learn how to draw because he was pretty upset that he didn't get to be president. And then I think it was either Hamilton or Burr that were talking. One of them was talking bad about the other one's wife or something. Remember that?
Yeah, there was
that was kind of the thing. It was quite a rift. 1934, the first high school automotive education course. We call it driver's ed.
Oh, yeah.
Up until this point in 1934, they didn't even have driver's ed. You just have to teach yourself. You were self-taught, or your father would teach you.
Sure.
It would carry down from generation to generation. Now, let's say automobiles hadn't been around that long, a couple of decades for the most part for the public.
Right.
But parallel parking was a big thing. You know what? There's a state out west. They're doing away with parallel parking as part of the test.
Test. Yeah, now cars back themselves in.
Right. You've got smart park. You got smart park, you don't need any of that. And that's one of the reasons why. And how many times in the last year have you parallel parked? I've done it maybe once.
Yeah, once or twice.
Twice at the most in a whole year. And that's a big part of your test.
That's
like 20% or whatever the driver's test is. What did you get on your driver's test? I got a 90. I jumped the curb on one point in time. I got scared.
Yeah. I don't remember.
I saw something maybe, I don't know what it was, something drew my attention away. Maybe a squirrel.
Mm.
1969, Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan in the same studio.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair.
So Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan had a recording session in Nashville, Tennessee on this date in 69. This was the only song that was released, the only duet from the two. The Girl from the North Country. It was used in the movie Silver Linings Playbook. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
Oh, a
couple of heavyweights here.
A true love of mine.
Yeah, I would say two of the most unique voices in all of music history, wouldn't you
say? Yep.
That was in 69. 72 this date.
Place.
Yeah, Herbie the Love Bug this date. Well, it wasn't really Herbie the Love Bug. That was 1969, but Buddy Hackett was in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
He drove the back end of Herbie to the victory. The front end, but that's where the engine is. As you know, that's how Volkswagens are built, the Beetles.
Right.
The motors are actually in the back. When Buddy Hackett decided what side he was going to be on, he was smart. He was smarter than he looked. And on this date in 72, the Volkswagen Beetle exceeded the sales of Ford Model Ts. Ford Model T, up to that point, was the all-time highest-selling car in the history of cars. Model T, but the Beetle beat them out. 72. The Beetle's going bye-bye. You know, the Beetle left, then it came back, and now it's going away for good now.
I never really cared for it.
It was an interesting car. I've been in a few. I had a friend that had one. I had an uncle and an aunt who had one. They had a personality, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was the love bug. when you called on a special car for television or whatever, a lot of times the Beetle was the one. This date, 1990.
All right, here we go. One, two, one, two, three. Beetle!
Wayne and Garth welcomed Aerosmith to their little basement cable access TV show.
That was a win for them.
With the wood paneling, this date 1990, Aerosmith on SNL singing the Wayne's World song. And, of course, they would be a part of the movie Wayne's World 2, as you
sure.
recall.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne's World 1 and 2, maybe. That was this date 1990 in the news in 92.
Though he accepted the blame for his barbaric crimes, cannibalizing, even crudely lobotomizing some of his victims, Dahmer nonetheless asked for forgiveness.
I should have stayed with God. I tried and failed and created a Holocaust. And if I could give my life right now to bring their loved ones back, I would do it.
So Jeffrey Dahmer sentenced on this date to 15 consecutive life terms in prison. He didn't last very long in prison, Neil.
No.
He was beaten to death in November of 1994, barely 2 years. 1996.
In 1996, after 7 years of research and development, a team at IBM believed they were ready to challenge Garry Kasparov. In game one of six, Deep Blue eked out its first win against the champion. Kasparov learned fast and won the match decisively.
Way to go, Kasparov. This day, 1996, world chess champ Garry Kasparov beat the supercomputer from IBM, Deep Blue.
Man versus machine.
Winning a six-game match. Guess what? They had a rematch in 1997, and Deep Blue won that one.
Ah.
So Deep Blue came back.
Made the adjustment.
Well, the machines are getting smarter, Neil.
Right.
They learn
yes.
AI. It's coming after us. 2013 on this date.
And country music star Mindy McCready has been found dead in an apparent suicide. McCready burst onto the music scene when she was just 18 years old. Her quick success was followed by a slow and painful unraveling. She was found Sunday at her home in Heber Springs, Arkansas.
That was the story this day, 2013. Seven
Sad.
Years ago, you know the story of Mindy McCready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was tied up with Roger Clemens there for a while.
Right.
Apparently, there was some kind of a thing going on there when she was even underage. But
yeah,
I think Roger probably misremembered it. But Mindy got into drugs, got into trouble, got into issues, got in with the wrong crowd, and it was a downward spiral, and that ended this date.
Tragically.
2013. Great voice. Some nice hit songs she had in her career. A guy's got to do what a guy's got to do. Wasn't that one of them? Or a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. Yep. Something like that.
10,000 Angels.
Oh, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to birthdays. And again, here today, we are going to give away tickets. It's a four-pack to the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic. But first, let's hear from Deep Throat.
Cover-up had little to do with Watergate. It was mainly to protect the covert operations. It leads everywhere. Get out your notebook.
Get out your notebook there. Is it Paul Newman or Peter Redford? Who is that?
Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, it's All President's Men. He played Deep Throat. I hope you could hear it. Obviously, they're in a parking ramp and they're whispering, Neil.
Yes.
It's really hard to get it up any higher than that. Hal Holbrook was in a lot of things. Happy birthday to him. He is 95.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
We'd like to break this out every day on this year, on this date, every year. I guess once a year, Johnny Bush has a birthday. And he's still going at 85.
Wow.
He is the guy who wrote this song. Significantly different than the Willie version. Let's just say Willie used a different arrangement.
Yes.
And he gave it that Willie touch. Whiskey River, Johnny Bush, 1935, born on this date, still with us. That makes him 85. He was one of the greatest, that Jim Brown guy.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. The pro game in the pop age had a number of superstars. But only one Superman, and he was Jim Brown.
Jim Brown was Superman.
Wow.
Retired after 9 years. That's it. He said, I'm on the top of my game. What, did he lead the league in rushing like 8 of his 9 years? Something like that.
I'd have to fact check, but I believe that's
it's
pretty
something
close.
Like
yep.
that.
And it was impressive.
Always had some. He always had difficulty when they played the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes. But Jim Brown.
And then a fine acting career.
Didn't he try boxing, too? I mean, he did he did a lot of things. Yeah. He's still with us, 84. He's kind of an advocate, kind of a spokesperson.
Yep.
Jim Brown, he was part of the NFL Super Bowl top 100 players of all time as they celebrate the 100th year of the National Football League. Jim Brown, 84. Rene Russo.
You're not the Thor I know at all, are you?
Yes, I am.
The future hasn't been kind to you, has it?
I didn't say I was from the future.
I was raised by witches, boy. I see with more than eyes, you know that.
I am totally from the future.
She was Thor's mom in all the Thor movies. Anything that Thor was in and his mom also appeared, she was Thor's mom. Also remember her from,
Tin Cup,
and certainly Major League as well. Yeah. Big baseball fan. Rene Russo is 66. Al.
Oh, Al. Why don't you tell us your favorite part of gardening?
Well, I'd have to say it's getting down and dirty with my hoe.
Richard Karn, he also hosted All in the Family. Happy birthday. He was a car. He wore a lot of flannel.
He hosted what?
Show. All in the Family.
Oh.
I mean Family Feud.
Family Feud, yeah.
All in the Family Feud.
Dude, all in the, there we go.
Richard Karn, 64 today.
See you in North Dakota.
Sorry, Tommy. It's the first coin toss I ever won. Hey, come on, let's go.
And it was a fateful coin toss as well. What did he do? He played La Bamba guy.
Yeah, Lou Diamond.
He played Richie Valens in the La Bamba movie.
I liked him in Young Guns.
He was good there, too. Lou Diamond Phillips is 58. Greatest basketball player to play. I mean, there's some debate there if you want to go there.
I'd have to say he is.
Michael Jordan, 57. Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, but we was at the daggone store the other day, and they had these little shorty shorts, and I can't wear little shorty shorts. I ain't very good shape, you know what I mean? I used to be a lifeguard until some blue kid got me fired. Get her done!
It wouldn't be a Larry the Cable Guy clip without Get Her Done.
Without Get Her Done.
I just don't think so. No. Does he wear sleeves ever?
I don't think so. Never seen him.
He's 57 today from Green Day.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
He always seemed to be wearing mascara, but that was kind of his look. Billy Joe Armstrong. He had that long arm guitar playing style that became so popular in the 90s.
Yes.
Billy Joe Armstrong, happy birthday. 48 today for him. That's unbelievable.
Shame. 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 Shame.
Hmm? Wasn't that a song by Evelyn Champagne King, Shame?
Shame.
That's a shame. That's Hannah Waddington, 46 today. That's from Game of Thrones.
Yes, I must be wishing on someone else's stuff.
He's a friend of Bob FM.
Yes, he is.
Brian White.
Good guy, huh?
When everybody else turns him down, he comes to us. Brian White, 46. Had a good string of hits there.
Yes,
that
he
Rebecca
did.
Lynn song is a good one.
For sure.
Brian White, 46.
Sitting on go.
Do you always bring soup to girls you like?
Like? You? No, I don't like you. I don't hate you. I mean, I just met you. But I don't like you, you know, like you.
Then why'd you bring me soup?
Because you're my lab partner. That's why.
That's why. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, 39. That's him from that Third Rock from the Sun show.
Okay.
You know, they were going to kind of tailor him. I thought they were going to groom him as Robin. On the whole Dark Knight thing, and then they just stopped because of the last Dark Knight movie. You go, he was Robin, and he helped out the Dark Knight. Dark Knight Rises, he was a policeman. Never did, nothing transpired from that. He's 39, Paris Hilton, 39, and Ed Sheeran. Can't play his music because of copyright issues here today. Ed Sheeran, he's pretty good. He's red-haired, red beard. He's 29.
Gone, but not forgotten today. Department store mogul Aaron Montgomery Ward. We've all shopped, if you're old enough, I hope you shopped at Monkey Wards, as my dad used to call it. 1844, Baseball Hall of Fame announcer Red Barber.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber. And Connie Desmond will be along in the middle of the ball game, and between us, we'll take care of the play-by-play assignment.
Speaking of redheads, there's one right there.
The play-by-play assignment, 1908, for the Hall of Famer Red Barber. Remember Tommy Edwards?
Many a tear has to fall.
Oh, that's pretty good right there.
All in the wonderful game.
And really it is. It's very true. It is all in the game.
Yes. R&B singer Tommy Edwards right there, 1922. Noted football coach. He was a defensive specialist.
The 46.
And had the 46 for the Chicago Bears. Buddy Ryan, born on this day, 1934. The talented Miss America, Mary Ann Mobley. From television and different programs and whatnot, 1939, and Gene Pitney.
It hurts to be in love when the only one you love turns out to be someone who's not in love with you.
Not in love with you. Day and night, it night and day, it hurts to be in love this way. He was also known as the Rockville Rocket. Did you know that?
I did not.
We do know now.
The Rockville Rocket. Gene Pitney, born on this day, 1940, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
Here's the quiz question for the Deer and Turkey Classic tickets. Who is known as the Rockville Rocket? 763-450-0100, the Waconia Ford Talk, Text, and Wind Line.
We're challenging you today.
763-450-0100. Who was known as the Rockville Rocket? Please call. Please be careful when you call. And please know the correct answer. And please be able to go. Please be able to use these tickets if you call in,
right.
Okay?
Yep.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with Redneck Woman?
Mm-hmm.
No High Class Broad. Gretchen Wilson. Neil, have you found yourself a high-class broad yet?
I'm still in search of.
Mark Chestnut, Blame It on Texas, or T. Graham Brown, Darlene?
We're going T. Graham today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG.